We're back talking about Harry's vet visit. I can't remember exactly where I left off because I had to update it and then, you know, to send it and wait for it to send because it doesn't. Well, the old one didn't like it if you recorded while one was uploading. I don't know if it would still do that. And I can't remember if I tried that with this phone or the 4S. It might have been the 4S and the processor was lower. It might be okay to do that now. I don't know, but I'll try it one time and see what happens. The worst thing that'll happen is it'll go slow and act funny and all that. So what I was going to say, I can't remember exactly what I was talking about his ears. But so he can have that done once a week. And so we did it Wednesday. We did it Sunday and Wednesday. But usually I do it on Saturdays. But for some reason, I didn't get it done last Saturday. So it ended up being Sunday and Wednesday instead of Saturday and Tuesday. So so last night, I did it again so we can stay on our Saturday schedule. We did it last night. And so the next Saturday, we'll do it again because it used to be when I first came home with them. I did it on Saturdays, so... So I'm glad to see that his ears are doing good. I was worried about that because the infection that he had was really bad. And so I guess, you know, and then this summer when we go to my mom's, I'll have to make sure that, you know, I get the ear medicine before if I go and I'm out, close to out. But I probably have to get new before then. And it's such a big bottle, and I think that one of those big bottles for the flush might last me close to a year because I've had it since last August, and we were doing it 3 times a day for a while, and then twice a day, and not 3 times a day, but 3 times a week, and then twice a week, and I would expect that, you know, it'll last, you know. 8-9 months or so, or maybe a little more. But then the ointment that he has extra of that because I couldn't find his ointment. It got put somewhere and I couldn't find it. And I looked and looked for weeks and I couldn't find it. And I was afraid of him not having it to use it. So, because it's supposed to help with the yeast and stuff. So I went and got him another one. And then I found the other one. So he's got plenty of that. I shouldn't need that for a long time. They come in a small bottle, but you only do one squirt, and it's not a lot comes out at once, you know, and it's lasted quite a while, it's expensive. It's almost $50, like $47-something or $48-something, and then the flush, I think, was $35 or something, so, but luckily they last a long time. Both of them last quite a while, so it's not that bad. I mean, they're expensive, but they last a while. If they didn't, then I'd be like, but we would do it. We'd have to, but so luckily. But anyway, so, and then they said, or then she, that he had a fecal, his heartworm test was negative, and they did a fecal sample. And both of them came back negative. So he's all a healthy dog. And we had a totally healthy checkup. They said his weight was good. He looked healthy. His fur was good. His eyes looked good. And now they have this thing that they're going to be doing in May. I need to call about it tomorrow. They have this thing that they're going to be having. For Harry to get a free eye exam to this program, these doctors that just specialize in ophthalmology, they get a screening to see, you know, make sure their eyes are really healthy and stuff. So Harry, so I signed him up for that, and then I have to call and make an appointment because there's 2 clinics in Tampa that do it that are on the list, and there's one that doesn't look like it's too far away. So that'll be good. So Cindy could maybe take me to it, and if not, I could take paratransit. And then I think I'm gonna get him that home thing where I don't think he'd ever get away from me, but where if something happened, they could, you know, he'd be in their database with his chip, and they could, you know. But anyway, and then for today, Harry's puppy raisers came. They were selling their old condo that they lived in for 16 years because they won't let them take the dogs when they go to the school. They can't have dogs, not even, you know, when they come to visit. Gosh, I wouldn't want a condo because of that. I know a lot of people love them, but maybe I'm too much of a control freak, but if I'm going to pay for something, I want to be able to have my whatever, what I want to do. But the convenience of a condo is would be nice, and I think that outweighs it for some people. But I'm just such an animal lover. I don't know. I don't think I could. I don't think I would like it if I moved to a place that told me I could have an animal and, you know, and have my dogs, and then they told them later, oh, we changed the rules. I think that would make me kind of mad. So anyway, because the dog's such a big part of their life, they can't really, you know, it was not really worth it for them to keep the condo, so they sold it, and and you know, it's pretty sad. I can do more in my apartment than some people can in their condos and I rent. But like I said, you know, I owned a home at one time and it's nice to own. There's advantages to it, of course, but in my home I could do whatever I wanted. But then I didn't have people to do the yard work for me either. So, you know, I suppose if I, you know, when I got older and if I had the money to, I might change my mind about that. I don't know, but anyway. So, but a lot of people love them, but and a lot of them condos are really nice. Some of the ones I've seen, and Kathy and Dave probably have a really nice, had a nice one, but they're selling their condo and they sold it. So they're having movers come and getting everything moved out. Tomorrow they're going to have the, they're such charitable people. They're going to have, you know, a big moving company, you know, I think a moving company's coming to take their stuff to, the stuff they're going to donate to charity, to the charity place. And they brought me some stuff. They came today to bring stuff. We went out to lunch. We went to Panera Bread. But they brought Harry, also got a platform, which he's laying on now. It's like a platform that's up off the ground. It's like got a canvas. She said he had one as a puppy, too. And him laying on it, and your feet are laying off of it. What are you doing? Hi, dog. Facebook. Okay, my cousin posted something. We don't need to hear that. No, we don't want to hear that, do we? Not now, huh? Oh, you're a good boy. He's laying on his platform. Do you like that thing, huh? You good dog? We got it under the desk right now, but look, when I go over by the table, I can move it. And then, where'd your bone go here that I was just... They brought him a round bone. I'm trying to find it with my feet. That might not be the bone that I keep kicking it. Yes, this is it. This is your new bone. I haven't really had a chance to look at it. It was Louie's, their dog they just had, but he didn't hardly use it. And they brought it for Harry to have because they found it in the condo. And he likes it. We might have used it a little, but you've been chewing on it. It won't take you long to put your marks in it. Anyway. So he loves the thing. Oh, I put it down the floor and you gotta get it. Oh, you better get it. Oh, you better get it. Crazy dog. He got down off of the platform and had to get his bone because I dropped it on the floor. I was playing with it and dropped it on the floor. But anyway, so he got this platform and a bone. So... He's hopping on. I think getting back on. You're getting back on, you. No, you're not getting up there again. Oh, there he goes. Be careful, Mama. He's laying back on it. Well, what are you doing? You gonna get on it or not? You getting on your platform or not? Know what he wants.
Him don't know what him wants.
Oh, you made it move, you turd. Now it's sticking out. Anyways, so, gosh, what was I going to say? Then they brought me a new chair. I don't think they used it much. It doesn't look like it because, of course, they weren't in the condo. They didn't stay there much. They just went there when they would come for the dogs and stuff, so just a couple times a year. But so I had a rocker that I'd had, but it was pretty old. I got it went at a thrift store that Mom and Dad took me to, and I brought it down here with me, and I really liked it, but I guess it looked pretty rickety, and they told me that it did, and they asked me if I wanted them to just take it with them, and they're going to donate it. I went ahead and got rid of it because the chair she got me was nicer, and a lot better condition and stuff. So I was kind of sad.